We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the driving to work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Real people,
real celebrity,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guests in the building.
All the way from Nigeria.
The Ice Prince.
Ice Prince
bang,
Zamani.
Bang, bang, bang. How far?
What's up, my brother?
I'm good, man.
Now, America may not know who this guy is, but Nigeria does. You're one of the biggest artists in Nigeria.
By God's grace.
By God's grace. If you had to compare it to somebody here in the States, who would you compare it to?
I hate to do that. I hate to come up with those scenarios, but I would say... the Ice Prince of the world, man. Right. It's hard for me to put myself with somebody out here.
Mm-hmm. When I met Beehive at Rock Nation, he said you're like Drake or Kendrick.
That's what he always says, man. But yeah. shout out to Beehive. That's my big dog that's been holding me down out here. You know, that's what he always says.
What's your relationship with Rock Nation?
A very healthy relationship.
Is it like a management thing? Or are you in talks?
We in talks. Yeah, we having serious conversations at the moment.
Okay.
And Beehive.
I see pictures on your Instagram with Hov.
Yes. I met up with Hov, man. It was a moment in my life. That was the first time meeting such an idol.
Was it here? Somebody.
In New York here, mm-hmm. at the Rock Nation office. Mm-hmm. And I saw Charlamagne too that day. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? And Beehive brought me to the office, introduced me to Jay, told him who I was. He said hi. It was a decent, very, very decent high conversation. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? He said to me, I'm a great man. Like, that's something I'll never forget. You know, mm-hmm. quite interesting.
Okay. Now, why do you think American music is embraced so much in Nigeria, but Nigeria
all over
music,
the world?
Yeah,
all
everywhere.
Over
the world.
But Nigerian music,
you guys are bullies and stuff.
You bully?
You guys are bullies.
Because really, we don't embrace a lot of music from other places.
True.
Period, not just Nigeria.
Yeah.
True.
Why is that, and how do you break through?
I guess it's just what it is. America is world power, right? Like the president of America is like the president of the world. So the most popular chef in America will probably be the most popular chef in the world,
gotcha.
Right? But I feel like this America is still starting to, you know, open up to other genres of music. I see reggae music is popping out here, and that's dope. I see some of the UK artists are popping out here, mm-hmm. too, and that's dope. I mean, I think Africans need to get that ear, too, you know.
It's starting to translate, though. When I went overseas to DJ, when I went to South Africa.
I know you've been to South Africa a few times. Yeah.
And it's like, you could play American music, but you better have what's popping out there.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely, man. When you come down.
I songs in my laptop, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Because you got to play it, because if not, you'll be rocking for a little bit, but then when it's time, you need that music. So it translates a little bit, especially with the DJs.
No doubt.
I see Wale is trying to do some Nigerian influenced music now as well, and you guys are friends.
It's really exciting. I mean, I've done a record with him before. I speak to him once in a while. He's a big dog too that holds us down out here. He's been repping for a long time now.
He's from Nigeria though, right?
He's from Nigeria, yeah.
What is the music scene like in Nigeria though? Like for you, did you feel like you had to leave and go other places in order to get huge?
No,
or was
I've never had to leave. I still live in Nigeria. I just travel a lot. I'm just, you know what I mean, out there a lot, because Nigerian music has gone to a point where it's really, really blown now. It's a huge market. Artists are starting to make a lot of money, you know what I mean, from the business. There's a lot more bigger shows. There's corporates coming, getting involved. The telecom companies are getting involved and stuff like that. So the market is getting bigger every day.
When you first started, it was...
When I first started, I came in 2010. I'm part of the new school set that came in when the industry was already, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. enjoying those
the
new school benefits. Yeah. Exactly.
But you were in a group before that?
I was in a group, yes. What I started in a group called Echo Morg Squad.
Echo
Morg.
What is that?
Squad. Echo Morg is like the military, the West African military force, the body, the military body that, you know what I mean, guides West Africa, pretty much called Echo Morg. And when I started on the group, it was three of us, and all our dads wear a uniform, man. My dad was a cop. The other guy's dad was a military man, a soldier. And the other guy, his dad was an Air Force man. So we just wanted to just put those names together like that. Easy.
It seems like you guys really support each other in Nigeria. Like, I see Wizkid or Big U up.
Yeah.
Is it really all love?
Hell yeah, it's all love, man. Like, we love to see each other successful, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if And McMill throws a tweet at Davido, you know what I mean? The whole Nigeria is excited about it.
Explain to people what Nigeria looks like, because I had the pleasure to go to South Africa, and it's totally different than I thought. It's actually, when I go there, it feels like it's like, I would say, like a L.A., Maryland, D.C.
Yeah,
because the perception of Africa.
Clubs is dope. Like, it's dope.
But cause I was talking to Cuppy about this. The images they've shown us of Africa all these years are the kids with flies on their face.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I mean, like, Africa is really, really beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. If you haven't been there, you can only be as ignorant as, you know what I mean, anybody else who hasn't been there. But like you said, South Africa is crazily nice. That's probably one of my favorite places in the world, right next to Nigeria. And Nigeria is beautiful. It's hot all year. It doesn't get too cold like that. And we love it. You know
no
what
minks?
I mean?
You don't wear no minks out there?
What's that?
Mink coat.
Coat? Furs.
Yeah.
Oh, nah. We don't really do that. It's hot all year. But yeah, in my city where I'm from, in Jos, it gets really, really cold. So you can throw in a fur there and you'll be cool still.
How do you feel about the white rhinos?
The white rhinos? I don't feel nothing about them.
Nothing. It was in the news today about the white rhino, that there's one male white rhino and that it's
a white rhino.
24 hours.
I just had to play safe with the asset because I haven't seen that in the news yet. I didn't see that. The white rhino did what?
There's a white rhino, I guess, in Nigeria that is.
In Nigeria?
Nigeria.
What part?
No, that cannot be Nigeria. I'm sorry. Nah, we don't get white rhino for Nigeria.
Oh, this thing is Africa. It is Africa.
It is Africa? Yeah. The white rhino is the only male white rhino left, and they're secured at 24 hours, 7 days a week, to make sure nobody kills it.
That sounds like Asia, bro.
It's the last white rhino.
Yeah.
Wow. To Google that and make sure.
We should have a buffet with our white rhino. We should all cut it up and eat it up, man.
Now what is a mining city? I read that you grew up in a mining city.
Yes. In my city, there's a lot of like mineral materials under the ground. Okay. You know what I mean? Like tin, tantalite, and stuff like that, I guess, extracted and exported as well. So I come from a rich city, man. Jos, Nigeria.
So you're saying you were rich growing up?
No, I wasn't rich. I wasn't born poor. I wasn't born rich.
It's in Kenya. The white rhino's in Kenya.
Kenya.
Oh, bro, y'all to Google that. Shout out, man.
To make sure.
Shout out to Kenya. Okay, yo, yeah. Kenya is another beautiful place with a lot of, you know, animal reserves and stuff like that. So, yeah, I won't be too surprised. Mm-hmm.
But you did say that you grew up, you were fine at first until your father passed away.
Yeah.
That's when things got a little rough for you.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
The story of life. I mean, my dad, when he was alive, I used to go to school and like sirens and stuff like that because he held a big position with the police force.
But, got you. I was going to ask you what he did because I read the same thing. You said your life was rosy when he was alive.
Yeah, my life was rosy when Pops was alive. But, you know what I mean, when he passed away, a lot was on my mom and, you know, typical African story. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She went through her struggles and we just went, you know what I mean, from a 10 to like maybe a 7.
Now, what's the typical African story? Because here in the States, if something like that was to happen, a lot of guys would turn to the streets, probably start hustling to make it,
yeah, man.
Be the man of the house. What did you have to do?
I mean, we have those instances as well, back home as well. People get on the streets and start doing other stuff that might be legal or, you know what I mean, or illegal.
They sell crack out there?
Nah, we're not big up on that. Nah, that's not really a part of our thing like that. But what I just focused on my music when I couldn't afford tuition at some point, you know what I mean? I just became a studio rat and I started living in the studio, you know.
So listen, you know how they got D-Boys and trap stars here. What do they have in Africa?
We have guys. We have dudes, man. We don't really do those clicks and those.
Categorize. Like, what do they say? They don't sell dope. They don't sell weed. Like,
I mean, you can find that. You can find some good stuff.
You want to find drugs, man? What are you asking?
I'm just trying to figure out what the street life is in Africa.
I mean, the street life, it's not all about drugs. We love to party.
Word.
Our people love to party. We love to go to the beach. You know what I mean? We love to...
House music is a big influence there.
House, yes, in South Africa.
In South Africa.
In the southern part of Africa, your house music is quite big. Mm-hmm. But where the area where I'm from, Nigeria, West Africa, we're big up on Afrobeat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we've been able to cross that over to the UK with artists like D'Banj, you know what I mean, Wizkid, Davido.
They do Afrobeat shows here in the United States too.
Yeah, and we just got a stage at South by Southwest. That was the reason why I actually came.
Here.
It was amazing. It was amazing this year. You know what I mean? They had artists from Ghana, from Nigeria, from South Africa, and we mashed it up, yo. We mashed it up crazy.
All right, let's get back to the street talk now, because y'all be having to walk
you
around.
You like the...
Y'all be having to walk around with security detail. Who's the security for?
For yourself. You got security for yourself.
I'm saying, who are they protecting you from?
Just, you know what I mean? Sometimes when you... in back home, when people stop you on the street as a celebrity, it's not necessarily because they want to get a picture.
Gotcha.
It might be they want to...
Rob
you. Not rob. You know what I mean? It's not rob. They just want a piece of you. You know what I mean? Either monetarily or a snapback or a T-shirt or whatever. They want to take something from you.
Gotcha.
It's not robbery. It's love, actually. And they want that. But sometimes you don't want to give that. You know what I mean? You don't want to be walking around the mall taking off your T-shirts to give somebody.
Oh, you mean they want your clothes?
Damn, literally.
Yeah, literally. Like, literally, they would want to take something from you. It could be anything. It could
a nice
be they could walk up to you like, ah, Baba, your watch, I'll follow. And, you know, when the street is asking you for stuff like that, you got to...
You can't be a jerk and be like...
Nah, you can't.
You got to give it
you,
up.
You can't. We have a spirit of love back home, so... Mm-hmm. You know, we spread that, too.
We don't have that spirit here.
No, you guys, no, I'm just saying.
What's the craziest thing you had to give up?
The craziest thing, I had to, my sneakers, like that's happened one on ones, like on stage.
So they could be like, that's a nice jacket because that is
a
nice jacket.
No, but they don't do it like they're mobbing you. It's love. Like they come up to you with so much love and with so much joy on your faces.
That's a dope jacket, my
dude. Let me get the Ray-Bans.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me get a piece of that.
Now, you know what I'm saying?
How did your parents react when you told them you wanted to be a rapper?
My dad had passed away when I started making rap music. I know he probably wouldn't have accepted or allowed me to do that. But my mom was very supportive from day one. I remember she paid for my first studio session ever.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's always been a part of, you know what I mean, me getting in the studio and me working with artists. And I'm glad she saw my first song came out, my first single when it came out and blew up. She saw that whole process of me becoming who I am today.
What was the name of that record?
Ole Cool.
What's
Future in Brimo. It means hard. It means strong to death.
Oh, my friend.
My penis is Ole Cool.
my dick is Ole.
Yeah, why are you looking at Envy and saying that?
I just looked around the room.
No, you looked right at Envy.
No,
my friend Nikki.
I want to tell you guys are actually fun. You guys are fun. We watch you guys from all the way back.
My friend Nikki's from Nigeria. I had texted her and told you she was coming, and she said that was her favorite song.
You have a friend from Nigeria?
Yeah, she used to be our intern. Olanike.
Oh, Olanike. Olanike. Oh, shout out to Olanike.
Who do you listen to in the States that you enjoy?
I listen to everybody, man. And right now, I'm a big fan of Drake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of Big Sean. right now with the new album that just put out. You know what I mean? I'm on that crazy. And Meek Mill as well. I'm a big fan of Meek Mill. I had an opportunity. He brought me out here last year for a summit in Philly. I rocked with him for a little bit. Very, very amazing guy. And I became a very, very big fan.
How'd you meet Meek?
You know what I mean? I got introduced to Meek by some of my good friends out here, mutual friends that we got. I know a guy called Nigel of the, you know what I mean? They called the leaders of the new Afro. They got a clique. And Meek, Nigel knows Meek. Nigel knows me. Yeah, Nigel is in the building, actually.
Oh,
I am Sir Nigel. You know a lot of Nigels?
Yeah.
Nah, this is the real Sir Nigel. You know what I mean?
Now, what would your parents have wanted you to be? Because you said your father wouldn't have approved of you being
Dad would have probably wanted me to be like a doctor or some stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's the normal stuff.
Got you.
Yeah, an engineer. Just those basic stuff.
I saw you recently were in a studio with Rasco Dash. Does that mean you're doing something with him?
Yes, I did a record with Rasco in ATL. He invited me to the studio when I was out there like two nights ago, and we rocked it out. Dude is amazingly talented.
But he ain't hot no more, though.
Now he's a great
But he's amazingly
he is,
talented.
But he ain't hot no more.
I don't follow hot. I just follow music. I follow
talent.
The art. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, who is the most exciting person that you've met, somebody that inspired you in hip-hop and... You were like, wow, I can't believe.
M.I. Abaga. I need you to Google that name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, M.I. Abaga. That's my mentor.
M.I. Abaga.
M.I. Abaga. M.I. Abaga. No, M.I. Abaga. A-B-A-G.
Yo, you need to Google that.
Yeah, he's my mentor.
He's your mentor. So he was the first one that got signed out of you guys.
Yeah, he's the first person that got signed from my clique, and he brought us up. You know what I mean? Like, he literally taught me how to rap, how to make music.
He's from Nigeria.
He's from Nigeria, too. His brother, too, is another amazing artist, Jesse Jags. You know, they pretty much taught me how to put music together.
So you were the youngest one and the last one.
Yes, I was the lad in the clique.
Were you a little nervous? Like, man, come on, make sure you don't leave me behind.
Not necessarily. I just always wanted to just learn from them and, you know what I mean, grow from that. And that's what it's been so far.
I'm seeing more and more artists come to South Africa and in Nigeria. Now, does that mean more? Because, I mean, as a kid, I'm sure it was far and few.
I think everybody right now has been to Nigeria.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You know what I mean?
The flights are cheaper. And I don't know what it is, but
everybody's been to Nigeria. And I know a few artists from out here that are in Nigeria almost every December, almost every, you know what I mean, now and then. And yeah, it was exciting. We love to have American musicians out there, too. You know.
Now, people always, you know, nowadays, if you've never been to Nigeria, you're ignorant to Nigeria, the first thing you think is Boko Haram.
Unfortunately.
What is that?
Unfortunately. I mean, it's a terrorist group that...
It's like ISIS.
Yeah, exactly. They were disturbing the peace. Well, I mean, it's a little bit calm right now. You know what I mean? Nigeria just got a new president. We just elected a new president. Congratulations to my country and my new president.
What's his name?
Muhammad Buhari. General Muhammad Buhari.
Okay.
Yeah. He used to be a general. And anyway, he is a general because they say once you're a general, you're always a general, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's the new president. And we just pray that stuff goes away completely.
Now, what if a rap group came out from Nigeria called Boko Haram?
Ah, you know, they no go blue. Like, nobody.
Jungle Blue?
I just said, they no go blue. That's pidgin English. I need to put you on some Nigerian, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to learn.
Yeah, man.
What you say logo blue?
Them no go blue.
Them no go blue?
They not going to blow.
Oh, they not. Okay, got you.
That's they not going to blow.
It's not
happening. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We have this thing called pidgin English. It's like our own patois. You know what I mean? It's the Esperanto from Nigeria. And we just break down the English. It's called broken English.
How you say?
Tutu.
Tutu. I want
you know I've been talking dirty here.
Yeah, what's the other one? Okay. What's your song called?
Oleku.
Oleku. I want to put my Oleku. I
want to
put my Oleku penis in your tutu.
That's not.
Can we get you to spit some bars before you get up out of here today?
I don't mind.
Let's go.
That would be interesting. Let me take you to some Africa a little bit. Yeah. But you have to pay attention because I'm going to mix English and pidgin English together.
You listening.
Okay. Boy, may not think of that. Man getting busy with me when me snap back to back. It's been a long time me been schooling cats how to rap. I've been about my bullets getting loaded out the cataracts. Yeah, we drop the hardest shit and yeah, I do it back to back. Yeah, I drop a bookie and a VIP after that. But what you going to do me with my niggas where I laugh a lot like OMG. It's boy, them I talk a lot. Think they're crazy because like they're smoking packs back to pack. Can I take that one more time?
Oh, yeah, that's a little lackadaisical.
Can I do that one more time?
I need to
take it easy.
You on American radio. They're going to be looking. They're going to be ready to say you whack. You got to bring it.
Let's do it again.
Niggas thing is smoking, but we're burning facts back to pack. Rappers calculating me, Adam, afraid of Matt to that. Kill me, you'll ask your dad. Who the bomber, who the aftermath? You can react to that and get a seizure or a heart attack. I'm tired of this bullshit and all the crap. I ain't trying to prove a point that I can murder raps. If I control a nap to put your ass into an order nap, I'll put your ass to sleep and show your girl that I was all of that. Okay, 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 you're vexing. Should be you know this, you say we don't the sweat scenes. Mind them asleep, man camouflage flexing. And then the parasin, I'll be crossing my neck slim. Is goons on the left, goons on the right, goons in the club, goons everywhere, brother man, go. Girls on me phone, girls on me home, girls on me WhatsApp. Make a bad man, I lay low.
You too cool, Ice Prince, man. You too cool.
My name Ice Prince, bro.
You got me sweating and he's throwing your shade, bro.
Nah, my name Ice Prince, bro.
You too cool for school.
Pretty much.
That was the song that won the Hennessy competition?
That was the song I won a Hennessy competition.
No, I'm asking. Didn't you have like a Hennessy competition?
Yeah, that was in 2009. I won a Hennessy artistry competition in Nigeria.
You won a BET award as well?
Yes. In 2012.
What would mean more to you, making it in America or Nigeria? I mean, you made it in Nigeria.
Just making it in the world, man. Just being heard in the world. Mm-hmm. I like, you know what I mean? Like, I want the world to listen to my music and understand where the melodies or the stories are coming from. I don't want to be packed, you know what I mean, boxed as, you know what I mean, being in one box. You know what I mean? I'm an artist from Nigeria. I represent Nigeria. I represent Jos and Lagos, but I'm a world musician. I make world music.
Who are some people that you would have call your dream collaborators if you could do some songs with people?
Oh, man. I would say Jay-Z. You know what I mean?
Number one.
That's the biggest fish. You know what I mean?
You better get your Nigel to get him on the phone.
Huh? Of course, man. I mean, Nigel knows the bosses. He knows what to do.
But we appreciate you joining us, and we want to come over there. Yeah, you got to invite us out there.
Definitely.
Being from Africa, you know, when you see how police officers gun down young black men here, what do you think? And are you concerned? Because you are a young black male.
Yes. I feel like we're at that point in the world where we don't need to even be speaking about stuff like that no more. This is 2015. I feel like the world is advancing to better stuff, to, you know what I mean? Like, we've gone past that years ago. You know what I mean? And it's sad to hear stories like that. I would like to advise against it. Mm-hmm. And now we leave as one, pretty much.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, when we coming to Nigeria, man?
I'm going to put you in Nigeria as soon as I can. You know what I mean?
Next time you do a huge show, you got to invite us out.
Definitely, definitely. Me and my man are talking already.
Absolutely.
And you know what I mean? Nigerians are asking me questions about you. I'd like you to come outside by yourself when you get there.
Come outside by myself?
Mm-hmm. Come answer the questions by yourself when you get there.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what that means.
You thought you meant come outside by
No. See, you need to keep up with my accent.
You walking around security. I'm definitely going to have security.
I'm trying to balance the accent so you know what I'm, you know what I mean? You hear me completely.
Make sure I don't give nobody from Boko Haram donkey of the day.
Nah, never that. Never that. All right. Never that.
It's the Breakfast Club. It's the Ice Prince.
Ice Prince.
You already know. Bless.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny. Executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter. A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, Oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.